Margie, how are you?
I'm very well, Tony. Thank you. And thank you again for inviting me
this
morning.
Well, I appreciate you being with the program. LCC is raising program fees in its move to slice subsidies. I know that students aren't happy about that. I want to get your take on why LCC had to do this.
Sure. Well, it's never easy to accept increases in fees from a student perspective or from a college perspective to need to increase those fees. But as you are aware, the college does subsidize every one of our health programs at Lansing Community College. And the subsidy is significant. In some programs, the subsidy is nearly 60% of their total operating budget to deliver that education. And that example would be dental hygiene.
I'm just surprised. I would think that tuition and costs would cover that.
It does not. And I think the piece that's very important for the public to understand is to deliver quality, safe education in these health careers. It's important to, number one, follow the accreditation standards, which mandate the number of students to faculty ratio. And in many cases, it can be anywhere from a 4-to-1 ratio, one instructor to four students, a 5-to-1, a 6-to-1, or an 8-to-1 ratio of student to faculty. Because obviously, we're dealing with human beings, we're dealing with real patients in the community, and as a result, those standards must be met. Additionally, the cost of delivering that education is very highly technological, which is expensive. There are consumables as we run a dental clinic, as we run a simulation clinic for our nursing and EMS programs, and the cost to deliver that education is thousands of dollars per student.
Well, nursing, and there are a lot of nursing jobs available, is one of the most expensive programs at LCC. A 2 or 3 year program can cost as much as $11,000. I guess I'm not surprised that you've had to raise the fees for that.
Sure. And it's significant when you're, again, looking at the thousands of hours across 450 students that are in the program every day of the semester. We have an average of 400 nursing students across four tracks. And those students translate to hundreds to thousands of hours of clinical instruction that is done in area hospitals, where we have a group of eight students to one instructor. And again, that one-on-one instruction, that small group work becomes expensive, because in a traditional class, whether it be in general education courses, there could be 35 students in that same classroom, whereas we are delivering equal amount of education to a class size of eight students.
Margie, how often do you look at fees and costs for workshops and clinics? I saw a story written by Matthew Miller,
yes.
And someone was quoted as saying a lab kit is very expensive and they hardly use it, and they're charged fees for clinical hours and other such costs. Are those looked at a lot?
Absolutely. Those course fees are reviewed annually through our program analysis process that's comprehensive of the look in terms of how we deliver our education, the staffing ratios that are necessary to deliver that education, what capital expenses are necessary in delivering that education, and so that is done annually. As well as by semester, we look at the cost of increasing costs to replace equipment, and those get, of course, recorded internally to the program costs, and then the director make a decision as to how they need to make adjustments for either the next year, over the next 3 years, or over the next 5 years. And the student that remarked about the kit, when a student purchases a kit for a set course, they begin to use those supplies in that particular entry-level course within a curriculum, whether it be nursing, dental hygiene, surg tech. And then those tools and supplies are used throughout the program. So perhaps one item may not have been used in the first 5 weeks of the semester, but by week 14, they will have used it.
All right.
Or they may use it in the following semester.
All right, final question for you.
Sure.
I'd like to get your take. There is legislation in the state of Michigan that would allow two-year colleges, community colleges, if you will, to offer four-year degrees. There's a lot of pushback from four-year colleges. I've heard some comments along the lines of they won't be able to give as quality of a four-year education as we could. I want to get your take on that, where LCC may stand.
Well, Lansing Community College is neutral on that legislation. And currently, Lansing Community College delivers a quality associate degree program. We meet and exceed national and state standards. We are very strong in the state of graduating high numbers of students, as well as we're in the top one or two for practical nurses, and in the top three for registered nurses annually. Our education is has a quality thread throughout in terms of infusing quality and safety, which are those key tenets to.
So, Margie, what you're saying is that LCC has you could care. You really don't have a concern whether you offer 4 year degrees or not. It would seem that would make LCC a little bit more valuable.
Well, actually, we offer 4 year degrees at Lansing Community College mm-hmm. through our university partnership that's here on the campus, and we actually have two universities that offers bachelor's degrees in nursing right now on our campus. So we actually have the ability to deliver that education, and our partner at Michigan State provides that same education through an online format, which provides access to all of our students.
And I know there are some programs through Northwood because my wife is involved in that program also.
Sure. Okay. And so actually it provides access to all of our students in all of our health programs because they have those partnerships for many programs outside of nursing. And so the access is there, the quality is there, and our focus at this point is associate degree nursing to be one of the best programs in the state of Michigan.
Thanks, Margie.
Thank you, Tony, and it was really a pleasure.